It is between noon and 3, so that's us, Dan and Jake, here in the Hang Zone on an only Wednesday. And joining us to celebrate the legacy of a legend who will be stepping away from the Dallas media landscape this fall, we go now to the bunker. Bunker, do you read me?
Hey, Jake, Dan, how are you guys doing?
It's the great Gordon!
Yeah!
Gordon!
Thank you! Yes! I love it.
What's our connection situation right now?
Yeah, you sound different.
What do you mean?
You do in the morning?
What do I sound like?
Hot.
Kind of like on a...
Real hot.
How hot?
There we go. What are you doing?
I'm just on the phone over here. I connected up with professional broadcast equipment and didn't use my phone sound effect.
I'm very interested in your sound effect.
Vaginal size, more and more.
Thing.
What's my sound effect thing?
You just said you connected it with your...
Yeah.
You put a sound effect on it. I want to know how to do that.
It's actually a real phone that I've got patched into the board over here.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Like a hardline phone, not a cell phone?
Yeah, like a landline.
Okay.
Not like a hardline phone,
well,
but like a landline.
Landline.
So
yeah,
we're either here today to talk about Dale Hansen retiring or...
Or my phone set up.
Or
his phone.
The career trajectory of Steven Seagal.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't know why that just endlessly fascinates me and why we've become Steven Seagal buddies. It's very strange, but...
Maybe another day, because we wanted to do our own celebration of Dale. And I think we're going to focus on what I consider to be the most spectacular Dallas media story of my lifetime, and that is Dale Hansen becoming a progressive voice to the tune of him ending up on The Ellen Show.
It's unbelievable.
And I heard him say this morning, great interview, by the way.
Killed it.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I think I really knocked it out of the park.
It was amazing. I was taking notes, especially after we failed yesterday.
What was y'all's consensus on that when you were in your post game discussing the Luke interview?
Seeing nothing but good things.
Yeah,
okay, good.
We're very, very pleased with everything. But this morning, just how Dale said that changed his life. And you think about how weird that is to broadcast for 30, 40 years or whatever, and then all of a sudden you get a totally different trajectory on a career.
Yes.
Which he got. So we want to play that audio that changed his life, the day that his life changed, and then the day that our life changed when a song remix came out about the audio. So this is the Dale Hansen Unplugged when Michael Sam had first come out and told the world that he was gay. Here's the 2-minute Dale Hansen Unplugged.
It was quite a weekend. That little dust up in Lubbock Saturday night. And then yesterday, Missouri's All-American defensive end Michael Sam, the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year and expected to be a third to fifth round pick in the NFL draft, tells the world he's gay. The best defensive player in college football's best conference, only a third to fifth round NFL pick. Really? That is shocking. And I guess that other thing is, too. Michael Sam would be the first openly gay player in the NFL, says he knows there will be problems and they've already started. Several NFL officials telling Sports Illustrated it will hurt him on draft day because a gay player wouldn't be welcome in an NFL locker room. It would be uncomfortable because that's a man's world. You beat a woman and drag her down a flight of stairs, pulling her hair out by the roots, you're the fourth guy taken in the NFL draft. You kill people while driving drunk, that guy's welcome. Players caught in hotel rooms with illegal drugs and prostitutes, we know they're welcome. Players accused of rape and pay the woman to go away. You lie to police trying to cover up a murder, we're comfortable with that. You love another man, well, now you've gone too far. It wasn't that long ago when we were being told that black players couldn't play in our games because it would be uncomfortable. And even when they finally could, it took several more years before a black man played quarterback because we weren't comfortable with that either. So many of the same people who used to make that argument, and the many who still do, are the same people who say government should stay out of our lives, but then want government in our bedrooms. I've never understood how they feel comfortable laying claim to both sides of that argument. I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world, but I do understand that he's part of mine. Civil rights activist Audre Lorde said, "It is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. We've always been able to recognize them. Some of us accept them. And I want to believe that there will be a day when we do celebrate them. I don't know if that day's here yet. I guess we're about to find out. But when I listen to Michael Sam, I do think it's time to celebrate him now."
Wow.
Wow. The power.
Powerful. A lot to unpack there. But here's yes, the thing. So we remember this happening. And this aired. And we're like, okay, it's Dale. He does this a lot.
It was a pretty big deal when it aired.
Yeah, because this was kind of the first one. This was the first one. Like this, because this resulted in Mac Beggs and some other, you know, him weighing in on protests and BLM. This was kind of the first one of this.
This was his breakthrough hit that he remixed a few times and re-released.
Well, I think what made it, well, at least to me, what made it breakthrough was there was a guy, and I've tried hard to locate this guy. If you go to YouTube, it's listed as the Parody Factory, but they haven't put anything out in years. I was emailed. I've been in contact with a guy who works for the Dallas Morning News. He says he knows this guy's mom and dad, and he's given me his email. I've tried to reach out to this guy who lives in California now. This guy put together, he listened to the same thing we just listened to, but he heard it differently. Because I don't think I could have listened to that and said, man, I got a song. I could make a song out of that.
Yeah, there's nothing that speaks of a beautiful tune in Dale's shape
right,
voice.
Nothing is melodic or whatever. So let's play that, because I think this is the real brilliance.
More than Dale's commentary.
Exactly.
This is the courage
right
here.
Yeah. So this is if you
this
search
is what truly moved the needle for culture.
If you search Dale Hansen Part of Mine, you can find it on YouTube. Let's enjoy.
It is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world, but I do understand.
Can I stop? All right, let me just stop.
Wait, what?
At last week.
Should we play the whole thing? But this line.
I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world.
Yeah.
What? So how often?
Do people go up to Dale and confess they're gay?
And he's saying he is sometimes comfortable with that.
But other times.
Yeah.
Not always.
He's not always comfortable
not
with
always.
It.
Not always. In the many dozens,
43% of the time, Dale's comfortable with you coming up and telling him what you like to do in
but
the bedroom.
But apparently it's multiple times, because sometimes he is and sometimes he's not. Now, me. No one has ever walked up to me and told me they're gay. Just like said, hey, Dan,
hey,
I want to confide in you.
You know Dale Hansen, right? Could you tell him that I'm gay?
No, but apparently Dale has more than one.
I think last week we had it to where this is how you actually come out. Like, it's you can tell your family.
So once you tell your mom and dad,
tell your friends,
your dad is hugging you,
Dale.
You know you've got to get Dale in
your
here.
Pastor is hugging you and says, this is very brave. Now you've
it's
got one
official.
More one more step.
The final boss.
It's a three-step process.
Being gay is telling Dale Hansen.
All right, I'm sorry. Now let's enjoy the song.
I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world, but I do understand that he's part of mine. Part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine.
Yes!
Part of mine.
Part like, how did this guy do this?
I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine.
Well, here's the verse.
Yesterday, defensive end and Michael Sam tells the world he's gay. Tells the world he's gay, 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 gay. Sam, you love another man. More comfortable with that. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part
differences that divide us.
Brilliant.
They don't divide us, divide us, divide us. It is not our differences that divide us. They don't divide. He's part of mine.
Oh my gosh. The transition.
Part of mine.
This goes on for another 15 minutes.
I don't understand his world. He's part of mine. Part of mine. Part of mine. I don't understand.
Do we get another verse?
I don't think so.
No, I think this is it.
Oh, okay. Then we get the cheer. So, and
full Lumineers effect.
Fantastic. It's a catchy tune. I've never been able to determine whether this was a pre-existing song that this guy adapted. Because if he wrote that music for it, this guy's a genius.
And heard that
he can
somehow?
Write a hit.
Yeah. He heard that while listening to Dale's 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great.
It would be my dream to have Dale do it live with the help of possibly some other vocalist auto-tune at
like
ticket
at ticket stock.
Yeah.
And somehow Dale Hansen became the face of gay acceptance.
and look, I don't have the rack of Emmys to fall back on here, so far be it beyond me to be too critical here, but I think I don't understand his world, but it's a part of mine is a clunky phrase.
Yeah, well, it is kind of clunky. And I'm actually surprised that Dale has never gotten spit out the back of the Overton window for saying that he's not comfortable when another man tells him he's gay. Like, our acceptance has moved on past that now, and now that phrase probably would get Dale canceled.
Well, but if you look at Dale, he's an old white man.
Is he?
He is indeed an old white man.
Well, here's my favorite part of this arc.
That's just what Ellen isn't calling if Gordon says that same thing.
Right.
Ellen does not call Gordon and rush him on the show.
Yeah. You have to look like Brian Dennehy.
Okay, yeah. It's
my favorite part of this.
It's the oddity of this guy saying that. Of course this guy is not comfortable when somebody tells him he's gay. Look at him.
Yeah, he's perfectly positioned for this.
But Gordon looks like he'd be too comfortable if somebody told him.
Looks like he'd be too welcoming.
Right.
My favorite part of this arc, though, is that even after that happened, even after the Mac Beggs thing happened, even after he weighed in on a number and became, you know, the torchbearer for progressive politics, he would still do jokes that felt like old Dale.
Oh, are you going to do the gender pay thing?
I want to play this one for you. This was on Mardi Gras. We've played this for you before, but I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, we are, am I up in there, Minnow? Gordon, you'll be excited to learn when you get back to the studio. We only have one cord now.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
And I did have beads that I wanted to bring in tonight, but I was afraid if I gave you beads, you'd take your shirt off. Cynthia may
good
be...
Good thinking.
Well,
there is a precedent for that. The lovely Mrs. Hansen and I went to New Orleans several years ago, and they started hollering, you know, the show me thing and about the beads.
Yeah.
And I came back with about 9 beads, and she got none. I have no idea why that was. I don't think that was a compliment for either one of us.
Just a joke about my wife's chest. And he can just still do that.
He can do it. It truly is amazing. Now, Dale is an incredible talent. He's an incredible writer. Even all of these things, he's written some great commentaries. But the fact that Dale Hansen became the face of gay acceptance and that he never got canceled throughout his whole career, as hard living as Dale has been.
Oh, my gosh. That's the thing.
He never got canceled. Donald Trump and Dale Hansen, the only two people that are cancel proof in this culture.
If he's one of the guys, he's on the Bonds list, right? Bonds and Griffey.
Right, of course.
If it did happen to him, you'd be like, all right, well, I mean, yeah, he's Dale.
I mean, you know, it's Dale. I mean, what do you expect?
So the guy's name.
That he not only doesn't get canceled, but then he becomes the face of progressive politics for a while. And that just short circuits me. It's like Dale becoming the face of protesting dead naming and BTS fan fiction.
Jeez.
It's like, it's not going to happen, right?
It's just as unlikely, and it did. So, yeah, we celebrate Dale. Hey, we should ask you for one final thing here,
okay,
Gordon. It's what we call our wacky radio liner, where you simply identify yourself and say, I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
I'm willing to do that, but can I plug something first?
Why not? Sure.
I want to promote my Saturday show. This Saturday night, I'm actually doing a special radio show here on The Ticket.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
What time?
10 to midnight. 10 to midnight.
Gordon Is that the Keith's old spot of the rant? The original rant?
I think so. It was either midnight to 2, or I think it was 10 to midnight, yeah.
All right, I still don't believe you, but go ahead.
So, yes, 10 to midnight this Saturday night. I'm going to be on. I've got confirmations from a few other very special guests. It's Gordon Keith's Happy Fun House of Fun House Party with Gordon Keith.
Starring Gordon Keith.
Gordon Keith.
Yeah.
Now, did you just, Monsignor Gordon Keith.
Did you just trump? Wasn't that, from what I understood, that was tomorrow's big 7:35 announcement? You were supposed to make that day.
Oh, that's right. We're supposed to do it tomorrow.
We break news here.
On the morning show.
From noon to 3.
Well, we'll have to come up with another special announcement at that time.
Dale and ticket stock.
I found my old emails. The guy's name is Devin Dunn. He's from Dallas. And he apparently did some bits out in L.A., and he's the guy that wrote that song. If anybody knows Devin Dunn, maybe he'll be on Gordon's show this Saturday.
Wow.
Well, there goes my second special announcement that we're going to make tomorrow morning. Yes, Gordon Keith's Happy Fun House of Fun House Party. That's what we're calling it.
Starring Gordon Keith.
Starring Gordon Keith. So that's 10 to midnight. And now it's time for a radio liner. What's the wording again?
Just like identify yourself and you just say, I never listened to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
Okay. Hi, this is Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 96.7 and the Sports Day app. I never listened to Jake and Dan on Sports Radio AM. Or.
Thanks, Gordon.
Thank you, boys. You guys are part of my world. I don't always understand yours, but you're definitely part of mine.
All right, 1:15. This is the Ticket.